Welcome back. In this session, we'll discuss about critical listening. Critical listening is the mental skill of matching our perceptions of the world to what's really going on. It calls for a hard-headed assessment of problems and an insistence on reason and supporting evidence. History is loaded with examples of utter disasters which were caused by bright people who didn't listen critically. The absence of this crucial communication skill shows up repeatedly in fiascos that have changed the course of world events. So how does critical listening differ from informational and empathic? Effective critical listening contains the elements of the other two kinds, but adds the crucial ingredient of examining the following factors. Is there enough evidence to support the claim being made? Does what we are hearing square with reality? Are we fooling ourselves? Are we seeing the problem only from our own perspective and that of our special, well-insulated group? Practical critical listening is hard. Often, we like and respect the person who is talking so much that we don't stop to examine if what he makes all that much sense. Critical listening does not mean a negative listening. It means a process of constantly questioning whether what we are hearing is true or whether we are being fed a lie. It means asking ourselves questions like, is there enough evidence to support the claim I am hearing? Are we fooling ourselves? Or is this really a solution that will work? Critical listening is also one of the best prerequisites to decision making. The outstanding leader is one who can coolly listen to a volume of facts and then sift through them to sort the false from the true before making a decision. Financial fortunes have been won over and over through this method. Companies have surged ahead because shrewd leaders were strong critical listeners. Personal tragedies have turned around because alcoholics and addicts stopped kidding themselves about having no problem with their addiction. Thank you for listening.